下面啊，我们就把啊正道的时间啊交给Arthur牧师。啊，今天也继续要啊借着啊提摩太的书信来啊来带来神的话语。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早安。
Please turn with me to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 15 to 18.
再次请大家跟我一起翻到提摩太后书第一章第十五到第十八节的经文。
Before we come to the proclamation of God's word, let's bow our heads one more time.
在我们进入神的话语当中的之前，我们再一次的来低头祷告。
Father, as we come near your word,
父神在我们来亲近神你自己话语的时候
，By your Spirit, connect your truth to our inmost being.
让你自己的圣灵把让我们把你自己的真理跟我们内心的深处相连接。
Lead us to obey your unchangeable and authoritative commands that transform lives.
引导我们来到神你自己那不变的有权柄的话语当中，让这样的话语也来更新改变我们的生命。
We long to see and experience your Son Jesus Christ.
我们渴慕要在这样的话语当中来让我们看到神你自己的爱子耶稣基督。
In His name we pray.
奉他的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask Elder Eric to please read from verses 15 to 18.
好，我来给大家读提摩太后书第一章十五到十八节的经文。凡在亚细亚的人都离弃我，这是你知道的。其中有非吉禄和黑摩奇尼，愿主怜悯阿尼瑟夫一家的人因他屡次使我畅快，不以我的锁链为耻，反倒在罗马的时候殷勤地找我，并且找着了。愿主使他在那里得主的愿主使他在那日得主的怜悯。他在以弗所怎样多多地服侍我，是你明明知道的。这是神的话语。
Amen. So, what we have here in this text are two real life examples of what Paul has been teaching Timothy in verses 1 to 14.
所以在这段经文里，我们看到的是一个真实的这种生活当中的例子，是能够具体的能够让我们具体的看到保罗在第一到第十四节一直在教导提摩太的这些事情。
The commands we have learned so far are first.The communicated gospel, especially in regard to its nature of God's free grace.
所以在目前为止呢，我们在前面的经文所学到的命令呢，包括首先是要我们要继续的来传扬福音尤其是在福音当中所体现的这种神的白白的恩典这是神的。
And because of this freeness of this grace, the unbelieving world is going to find it offensive.
所以因为是这样的福音的信息呢，对于这个不信的这个世界而言必然是有冒犯性的。
And then we also have the command to faithfully guard this gospel truth.
那其次呢，我们也要来忠心的来持守，来看守这个福音的真理。
And if we are faithful to communicate the gospel and to guard this truth, we would naturally and undoubtedly bring suffering into our Christian life.
而且在我们如此来忠心的来持守这个福音的真理的时候呢，自然也必会经历神要我们经历的一切苦难。
And this is why Paul urges Timothy and also us and all Christians to not be ashamed of the gospel.
也正因为如此，保罗也来这个提醒提摩太，还有也是我们今天所有的基督徒不要以福音为耻。
There lays two paths before us.
所以在我们面前呢，其实有两条路。
The way of disloyalty and abandonment of the gospel, the way of life.
一种生活的方式呢，是这个能够是背弃福音能够离弃福音和福音的这种生活。
That would be like being ashamed of the gospel.
也就是说以福音为耻。
And then the other path would be the way of loyalty and faithfulness to the gospel, even if suffering should come of it.
那另一条呢，则是一个忠于福音，能够持守福音的道路也因此呢，在其中呢，虽然是受苦，也能够有忠心的来持守。
There's a little echo. Sorry, I'm just keep hearing. There's a secular Latin proverb and phrase that reads, words teach, examples captivate.
有一句世俗的这种拉丁的谚语是说言语教导榜样吸引。
A good wise teacher like Paul knows how to make his teaching concrete through providing real life examples for Timothy and also for us to either to shun and to avoid example or examples to follow and imitate.
如果是一位像保罗这样的良善而有智慧的这种教师呢，他知道如何的要借着这种真实生活的例子，让我们知道要避免什么，要追求什么。
The famous 19th century Scottish essayist, historian Thomas Carlyle once said this, that one example is worth 1,000 arguments.
所以在19世纪有个著名的苏格兰的散文家，还有他也是历史学家、哲学家，他曾经Thomas Carlyle 他曾说，一个榜样呢能够抵上1000个论点。
Well, we have two great examples here.
那我们今天在这边就有两个很好的例子。
One negative and the other one positive.
一个是负面的，一个是正面的。
And the first is that we have the negative example of the reality of abandonment.
那首先我们在第一个例子呢，是给我们看到一个负面的例子，是一个在现实中的一个这种背弃福音的这种选择。
This example is a reminder of the danger of turning away from suffering for the gospel.
这个例子呢提醒我们，只是为了逃避苦难，那离弃福音的这样的选择是多么的危险。
And we see this example in Phygellus and Hermogenes in verse 16.
所以我们在第15节，我们在这个腓吉禄和黑摩琴尼身上看到这样的例子。
Now, other than here in the Bible, we know pretty much nothing about these two men because they're only written here in the New Testament here.
所以关于这两个人，其实我们几乎是一无所知，因为只有这两个名字只有在新约当中的这个地方被提到。
But it seems to be the case that they have been close to Paul.
但是我们可以看起来呢，觉得他们应该是跟保罗原来是很亲近的。
Perhaps they were elders in Ephesus.
也许呢，他们过去是以弗所的长老。
And evidently, they are well known among churches in the area.
而且很显然，他们在周围的当时的教会当中也是很有名气的。
But even though we don't know him, we do know of Timothy knows who they were.
那当然我们不知道他们是谁，但是我们知道呢，提摩太肯定是知道这些人的。
Paul singled them out as the ringleaders of this massive defection that happened in Asia. Asia would be the region of today's Turkey.
那保罗呢，在这里特别的点名提到这两个人呢，是把他们作为这个在当时在亚细亚那个地区一个大规模的可以说是离开福音的这样的一个事件当中的一个代表的人物哈。那么那个亚细亚其实就是今天的我们现代的这个土耳其一带。
In verse 15, the phrase "all who are in Asia" is used as a hyperbole. All.
那当然第15节哈，保罗说在凡亚细亚的人，这都离弃保罗，这是一种可能是夸张的说法。
The phrase "turning away from me" refers to the particular moment when Paul got rearrested.
那这个时候呢，也发生在一个就保罗在第二次被捕的时候。
This is phrase the particular verb turning away also expresses a decisive defection, a decisive rejection and denial of apostolic authority.
那这个这里离弃我这个词呢，其实，在这个当时这个希腊文的动词当中也有一个这种决定的这种人所做的这种决定性的意思是决定性的这种拒绝，而且否认这个保罗使徒权柄的这样的意思在里面。
In other words, this wasn't an accidental false turning away of the truth.
那换句话说，就这个不是说不小心或者因为就是偶然的这种错误而转离了真理。
This is deliberate, calculated turning away.
这是一个有意识的、故意的这种决定，离弃这个神的福音的决定。
As I was preparing and reading up commentaries on this passage, I was reminded of a famous story from Aesop's fable.
那我在预备这段讲章的时候呢，我也让我想起有一段这个《伊索寓言》当中一个著名的故事。
Story is called Two Travelers and a Bear。
是一个两个旅行者和熊的故事。
Two men were traveling together through a forest.
那两个人呢结伴要穿过一个森林。
When all at once a huge bear came out of nowhere out of the bush.
所以突然呢有一只这个大的很大的熊从这个灌木丛里面冲出来。
One of the men, thinking of his own safety alone, climbed the tree.
那其中有一个人呢只顾了自己的安全，他就爬到树上去了。
And the other, unable to fight this savage beast alone, threw himself on the ground and lay still as if he was dead.
所以另外一个人呢，他也没有办法靠自己的力量来独自抵抗这个很凶猛的这个熊呢，他就躺在地上装死。
Because he heard that a bear won't touch a dead body.
因为他听说这个熊呢不会碰这个死人。
Well, it worked, because the bear just snuffed at the man's head for a little while.
所以果然呢，当那个熊呢，就在那个人的头边上呢，就闻了他一会儿。
And then, seemingly satisfied that he was dead, just walked away.
然后好像确定他已经死了，那个熊就走开了。
Then the man on the tree climbed down.
然后就在树上的那个旅行者呢，就爬下来。
And he said to the other man, "It looks like the bear was whispering something in your ear. What did he tell you?"
他跟那个装死的人说，他，刚才那个熊好像在你的耳边好像说了什么，那个熊告诉你什么了。
So the man answered,
那个人说，
he said that it was not at all wise to keep company with a fellow who would desert his friend in a moment of danger.
那个人说，在危险的时刻离弃朋友的人，不是值得跟你同行的，不是你值得跟他同行的人。
The moral here is that the ones you can trust the most will always stand by you in the face of danger.
那这个当然预言这个寓意是说，那真正的可信靠的人呢，是一个能够在危险的时候跟你站在一起的人。
Misfortune is the test of true friendship.
所以不幸或者患难呢，其实是检验真正的友谊的这种试金石。
Seeing Paul being rearrested, Phygellus and Hermogenes and many other people wanted nothing to do with Paul.
所以当保罗那再次被捕的时候呢，这个腓吉禄、黑摩奇尼还有可能跟他们很多的在一起的人呢，他们要跟保罗划清界限。
The suffering that comes from associating with the gospel, they don't want anything to do with it.
也要跟福音划清界限。
They were ashamed of the gospel and ashamed of the apostle Paul.
他们以福音为耻，也以保罗这样的使徒为耻。
When Christians were persecuted by Rome, in Rome by Nero, to help and associate with a prisoner like a pastor like Paul means you are identifying yourself with that person.
所以那当时呢，在这样的一个尼禄罗马的尼禄皇帝的时代哈，那基督徒在被逼迫的时候，你如果去帮助这些被捕的人呢，那就等同于你是在以这个皇帝为敌以这个以国家为敌。
Yeah, identify yourself with the enemy of the state and his illegal religion. You're translated. That's all right. I haven't gotten there yet. Your normal life would be gone because of that.
他只说把你也是把这种也是作为一个你如果那样的话你是一这个也是这样的一个这个非法宗教的这个支持者，所以呢你要这样做的时候，你正常的生活可能就被夺去，就被剥夺。
Your status, your reputation, your comfort, your wealth, they are all in jeopardy because of that.
所以你的不管是你的地位、你的名声、财富等等可能都会要被陷入被剥夺的危险。
At the very least, Paul here is teaching Timothy and us to choose your friends, people whom you want to have around you, very carefully and wisely.
那所以保罗在这里呢，其实也是提醒提摩太，也是提醒我们，你要谨慎的来，有智慧的来选择你周围的这个朋友
If you are constantly surrounded by untrustworthy, disloyal people, you can become like them, untrustworthy and disloyal.
那你如果你长期呢，你周围都是这些不能够被信赖的这些人如果这样人常常的围在你的身边呢，你可能慢慢就会变得跟他们一样的能够一样的不可靠。
You can become spineless, being swept away by the power of the tide.
没有骨气的这种随波逐流的人。
But you'll be swept away by what the majority of the world feel, by what's popular in the world.
可能就会随着这个世上的这个多数人的这种感觉和世上的这些流行的潮流而带走。
The truth is, the reality of abandonment is hard to bear even for Paul.
所以事实上，其实这样的被人离弃的这样的一个情景哈，对保罗而言呢，其实也是非常难以承受的。
And is it can also be the reality of all Christians as well, you and me.
那对于所有的基督徒而言，也可能是在我们在某时候也会经历的。
Think about it. There's certainly the shame of being the hated ones by the majority of the world.
大家可以想一下，如果被世上的多数人所憎恨憎恶那当然是一个很羞辱的事情。
You will have to face ill treatment or even persecution sometimes.
有可能很多时候你要经历这个不公正的对待，甚至是被逼迫。
There are moments when you will feel really lonely, as if your friends have deserted you. At least those friends whom you think they were friends.
所以在这些时刻呢，你可能也会感到非常的孤单，因为这些至少是你以为是被你当作朋友的人呢，已经是离弃了你。
Well, that actually really happened to Paul.
这是正是发生在保罗身上的事情。
There are also moments when you would have been disappointed and even discouraged.
那也这种时候呢，也可能会让你觉得这个失望还有灰心。
Paul had that.
保罗这也是保罗所经历的。
Previously, during his third missionary journey, recorded in the book of Acts, he spent a significant period of time in Asia Minor.
所以先前在使徒行传所记载的保罗的第三次的宣教旅程，保罗其实在那个小亚细亚待了很长的时间。
In Acts 19, it records that there's a widespread conversion, a widespread revival in the region.
那在使徒行传第十九章也是记载那个地区呢，当时有一个很大范围的这种复兴。
But what Paul sees now is after a great awakening is followed by a great abandonment.
但是在这里保罗所看到的，在经历那场大的复兴、大的觉醒之后呢，也出现了一个大规模的离弃福音的现实。
How disappointing and discouraging we must have been for Paul.
那这对保罗而言，这是何等的令人失望、何等让人伤心的事情。
So this is the reality.That those who turn away from the truth of the gospel are always in the majority.
但这就是这世界的现实。其实很多时候，离弃福音真理的人呢，常常是多数。
Because that's the popular thing to do. That's an easy thing to do, to go that direction.
因为那是一条容易走的路。
So are you going to ride the tide of the majority of the world following what's popular, what people are doing?
那我们是不是也是要随波逐流来去跟随那些流行的和大多数人所做的呢？
Or are you going to be loyal and faithful to Christ, to the truth of the gospel, even if suffering, pain, loneliness, and disappointment should come of it?
还是说你要忠于福音，能够持守福音的真理，即使因此呢，可能会给你带来这种痛苦、孤单、失望。
That's the negative example of abandonment.
这是我们在这段经文所看到的第一个是一个负面的例子。
We need, as Christians, we need to know what kind of realities that is before us.
那作为基督徒，我们要认清我们所处的现实。
We are in the minority.
我们是一个少数人。
But now let's look at the positive example, the exemplar of loyalty.
那我们再来看下面一个第二个例子是一个忠心的这样的一个例子。
And that is we see this example in Onesiphorus.
那我们在这个例是在这个叫做阿尼瑟福的信徒身上看到这样的一个例子。
Verse 18 tells us that he is from Ephesus.
那第十八节告诉我们他是从以弗所来的。
He's someone Paul knew previously.
他也是保罗先前所认识。
Paul mentions how helpful Onesiphorus to him.
那保罗提到呢，这个阿尼瑟福是如何的成为保罗的帮助。
Literally, because his name literally means a help bringer.
他的名字，这个名字哈，顾名思义就是一个带来帮助的人。
So for whatever reasons, perhaps business, Onesiphorus traveled to Rome.
那不管是出于什么的原因那我们看到这个阿尼瑟福呢，来到了旅行，来到了罗马。
And he found Paul in prison in a dungeon.
所以在这样的地牢当中找到了保罗。
Paul says in verse 16 that he, that's Onesiphorus, often refreshed me.
所以第16节保罗说阿尼瑟福呢是屡次使他畅快。
Commentators point out that this is not merely a physical or material refreshment to Paul.
那这里很多解经家指出呢，这个所谓的畅快呢，不只是身体上或者是物质上的供应。
It is a spiritual refreshment of the soul, as the word refresh shares the same root in Greek as the word soul.
所以也包括呢这种属灵的啊这种灵魂上的这种安慰或者慰藉啊，因为这个使人畅快这个字在原来在原文当中是跟这个跟灵魂这个字是有相同的这个字根哈。
Onesiphorus' spiritual refreshment to Paul, his heart, his presence, together with his physical caring, enabled Paul to overcome his pain and to walk with the Lord.
那所以在这个在阿尼瑟福呢，就是他的不管是在心灵上，在还有实际的供应上呢，都给保罗这样的给他照顾，给他安慰，使保罗呢能够来能够战胜这样的痛苦。
To be such spiritual refreshment to others, if you look at Onesiphorus as an example requires two things.
那你要成为这样的一个给人在属灵上带来安慰的人呢，首先，first,
it requires you to not be ashamed of the gospel, clearly.
那首先是你必须是一个不以福音为耻的人。
Onesiphorus wasn't ashamed of Paul's chain or his arrest. He didn't flee.
我们看到在这个阿尼瑟福，他不以保罗的这种捆锁为耻。
He wasn't afraid of visiting Paul and helping him repeatedly.
他也不怕呢，这个一次再次的来帮助保罗。
Remember, Paul was someone who was accused of a serious state crime like sedition or treason.
虽然呢，在保罗这里所被指控的，他乃是一个侵犯国家的这种很严重的这种，甚至可以说是叛国的这种罪行。
Because Onesiphorus counted it an honor to associate with the Lord's faithful servant.
因为在这里呢，阿尼瑟福把他跟自己，他是以他跟保罗的这种关系和友谊为荣。
It requires courage for you to stand on the side of the truth of the gospel truth.
这个需要我们能够有一个站在这个福音真理这边的这样的勇气。
Onesiphorus is an example for us believers today who are scorned and shamed by the unbelieving world, by progressive agendas, by intellectuals out there.
那这个也是，他也是今天我们的榜样，让我们在今天这样的一个不幸的世界当中有很多的这个所谓的这种进步的这种观念，还有这种知识分子看清这种信仰的这些观念呢。 也是阿尼斯福也能够给我们这样的榜样。It
sounds so silly to say this, but I have to say that it takes courage to identify with Jesus.
那这个听起来这好像是一个老生常谈，那其实跟认同耶稣或者跟随耶稣是需要勇气的。If
you're going to call yourself a Christian, you actually do have to identify yourself with Jesus.
你如果作为一个基督徒的话，你当然要站在耶稣的这一边。First,
it's not to be ashamed of the gospel, which is the way to be a spiritual refreshment.
所以你如果让给别人带来属灵安慰，你首先第一点，你必须不以福音为耻。
And second,
第二,
it requires you to be diligent, to show great effort and devotion.
那我也需要我们能够来殷勤的来服侍，能够去努力，能够去委身在这种侍奉当中。
It was not easy to find and locate Paul in Rome.
在罗马这样一个大城市，找到一个来找到保罗，其实不容易的。Rome
was a large city.
它是一个很大的城市。And
plus, part of the city has been destroyed when Nero burned it.
那这个在罗马的城市的一部分呢，也在这个尼禄的时代呢被烧毁。So
it was very chaotic.
所以是一个非常混乱的这样的一个城市。And
important prisoners' location were often kept from Christians anyway.
而且呢，当时很多这个重要的囚犯，他们的这个地点常常是不被透露，不给外人知道。And
because of persecution, many Christians in the Roman Church they abandoned Paul.
那也因为逼迫的缘故呢，很多在罗马的教会其实也都离弃了保罗。And
think about it, people are not going to be willing to reveal to a stranger from out of town that they were associated with Paul.
那所以也不会有人啊，对一个啊刚来到这个城市的陌生人来的啊来啊来啊透露就他们跟保罗有任何样的关系。
So Onesiphorus really, really had to search earnestly and diligently, as verse 16 tells us.
啊，所以在第十六节啊，也让我们看到那个阿尼瑟夫真是他是非常的努力的啊，去寻找保罗。
None of the obstacles stop Onesiphorus.
啊，他啊。他要这个在要突破各样的险阻和障碍才能找到保罗。
Devotion to something and someone you care about always find a way.
所以在我们一个真正做一个委心与福音真理的人呢，你所做的肯定会找到你的道路。
I'm going to tell you a true story that really happened back in 1994.
那这是一个我给大家讲到一个1994年发生的一个真实的故事。
A man in Iowa, back then he was 73 years old.
当时在这个伊阿华州，当时有一个73岁的这样一个男人。
And he has an older brother, age 80. He only lived like a few miles away, but across the interstate in Wisconsin.
那他的有一个80岁的哥哥哈。可能住在几英里之外，但是呢，中间是隔了一个这个高速公路。
And when the 73-year-old man learned that his older brother suffered a stroke, he wanted to see him.
所以当这位这个73岁的这个老头呢，知道这个他的哥哥中风了。
But he had a transportation problem that he's not able to go.
所以他很想去看他，但是呢，这个交通什么是在交通上是很不方便。
He doesn't have a driver license because of his bad eyesight.
所以他的视力不好，所以也没有驾照。
And apparently he had a strong dislike to taking a train or a bus.
那当然他也很怕这个坐飞机或者坐火车。
And there was no one else around to give him a ride.
身边也没有其他的人给他能够带他去看。
But that didn't stop him.
但是这没有阻止他。
He climbed aboard his 1966 John Deere tractor lawn mower and drove it all the way to Wisconsin on a lawn mower.
他在就爬上了他自己那个66年产的一个这个拖拉机，就是用来割草的割草机。
Devotion finds a way.
所以他一路呢就带着坐着这割草机去看望他哥哥。所以当你你如果真正的你的心在上面的时候，你总会找到一条路。
Devotion to the gospel truth with diligence and efforts finds a way to love and care for other brothers and sisters.
所以当我们对福音真理委身的时候呢，我们会再加上我们自己的这种殷勤和努力，总会让我们找到来去办法来关心我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
The question is, are you devoted to the truth of the gospel? Are you devoted to Christ?
那首先的问题对我们而言是，我们是不是真正在福音的真理当中，在基督里面能够委身于他？
Because if you are devoted,
因为如果你能够委身于福音的真理，
you will find a way.
你会找到一条路。
When Onesiphorus refreshed Paul, and when we refresh other people, other brothers and sisters,
所以当阿尼瑟弗呢使保罗得到畅快，当我们使我们弟兄姐妹得到更新、得到畅快的时候
，Onesiphorus and we serve Christ.
我们所做的乃是在服侍基督，乃是在侍奉神。
In Jesus' parable of the sheep and the goats in Matthew 25,
所以在马太福音二十五章，耶稣讲的这个绵羊与山羊的比喻当中
，which is a parable about Jesus Christ's second coming and the final judgment.
当然是关于耶稣的再来和这个末日的审判的这样的一个比喻。
In that parable, when the king calls the sheep on the right, the ones who are righteous to come.
那个国王呢？君王来呼召他站在他右边的这些绵羊来到他面前。
He tells them to inherit the kingdom, prepare for them from the foundation of the world.
是要神这个君王要让他们来继承哈，从创世以先就为他们准备的这种为他们预备的国度。
Because why he tells them because they have fed the king, he gave him something to drink.
因为什么呢？因为他们给这个君王给他 接待他，给他水喝，给他食物。
He said they, because they have welcomed the king and clothed him.
他们接待了这个国王，而且给他衣服穿。
Because they have invited the king in and visited him in prison.
而且在监狱中来探望他。
And then the sheep, they were listening to this, they were dumbfounded as they have no idea when they did all these things that the king said.
所以当这些神所拣选的人，也就是这些绵羊，他们听到的时候，他们非常的困惑。他说：“我们什么时候做了这事呢？”
Then the king answered in Matthew 25:40.
那所以在马太福音25:40这个国王说什么呢？
Truly I say to you, as you did to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me.
我实实在在的告诉你们，这些事你们做在我这个弟兄当中最小的一个身上，就是做在我身上。
Jesus said in Matthew 5:7 on the Sermon on the Mount.
所以耶稣也在马太福音5:7在这样的在登山宝训中提到。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
What a promise for those who would show mercy, those who would refresh and serve their brothers and sisters in Christ.
那这在这些蒙这些能够连续人的这些弟兄姐妹那在他们服侍神的时候，这是何等宝贵的应许。
Because they serve Christ.
因为他们在服侍的乃是基督自己。
They will receive mercy in the final coming of the kingdom when Christ returns.
那么他们在神的国降临，在耶稣基督再来的时候呢，他们也要蒙连续。
So we have seen the example of the reality of abandonment versus the example of loyalty to the gospel truth.
所以我们看到在保罗的当时有一个背弃他、背弃福音的现实。但是我们也看到一个这个忠诚福音的现实。
And Paul is saying to Timothy and to us.
那保罗是在告诉提摩太，也是告诉我们。
Don't be like Phygellus and Hermogenes.
不要像那个腓基路和黑摩奇尼一样。
Don't be like the unbelieving world, which turns away from the truth of the gospel.
不要追随这个不信的世界，而离开福音的正道。
Be like who? Be like Onesiphorus.
我们要把阿尼瑟弗作为我们的榜样。
Be loyal to Christ. Be faithful to Him.
我们要忠心于基督，能够侍奉他。
Be diligent in him.
在里面呢，能够殷勤的委身。
Remember what Jesus says in Mark 8:38.
那我们也记得耶稣在马可福音8:38所提到的。
For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
凡在这淫乱罪恶的时代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里同圣天使降临的时候呢，也要把那人作为可耻的。
So, how did Timothy respond to this?
那提摩太后来是如何的回应呢？
Here's an interesting thought.
那这里也有一个很有趣的想法。
It is quite possible that the book of Hebrews was written after 2 Timothy.
相当可能呢，在就是在希伯来书，也就是其实在这个提摩太后书之后所写成的这个希伯来书里面。
So if we consider what Hebrews 13:12 says.
所以如果我们看希伯来书13章。
Verse 12 there says that Timothy has been released from an unknown imprisonment.
所以在第十二节呢说呢，说在提摩太呢在这个监禁当中被释放。
So he is proved to be what? Unashamed of the gospel and of Paul and his chains.
那所以我们可以看到呢，提摩太很可能他没有以跟保罗的关系维持，没有跟以这个以没有以福音维持。
So now, what will you do? How will you respond?
那我们应该怎么做呢？我们如何来回应呢？
Remember, your strength to stay loyal to the truth of the gospel to Christ comes not from your toughness nor your resilience.
那我们也应该记得，我们能够让我们忠心于福音的真理能够持守基督的福音的这个力量呢，不是来自我们自己。
Because if you do that, you won't last.
如果只是靠我们自己的这种刚强或者坚忍的话，我们不会持久。
It only comes from God's promise of His mercy in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个力量只能来自于这个福音本身，能够来自神在基督当中给我们的怜悯。
It comes from you fully relying on Christ and His promise of mercy.
我们的力量来自我们全然的信靠基督，信靠基督的应许。
On a Sunday morning in January 2006.
在2006年一月的一个早晨。
Five young men attacked and threatened to kill a Protestant church leader in Turkey.
当时有五个这个年轻的男子呢在当时在土耳其攻击了这样的当时的一个基督教教会的领袖。
Kemal Kiruglu, 29 years old then, had just left his church when he was ambushed and beaten severely.
那个人的名字叫那个 Kemal 的这样的一个这个弟兄他29岁。他刚刚离开教会的时候就遭到这个伏击。
And he even fell unconscious twice from the beating.
他被被殴打当中两度的昏迷。
This is what he said.
那他后来说。
They were trying to force me to deny Jesus.
他们想逼迫我来否认耶稣。
But each time they asked me to deny Jesus and become a Muslim.
但每一次他们要让我来离弃耶稣，我能够来转信这个伊斯兰教的时候呢
？I said Jesus is Lord.
我跟他们说基督是主。
And the more I said Jesus is Lord, the more they beat me.
我越说耶稣是主，他们就打得我就打得越重。
One of the attackers pulled out a butcher knife and threatened to kill him if he refused to deny the Christian faith and return to Islam.
甚至当时有一个这个袭击的人呢，拿出一把刀来威胁他，如果他不否认他的信仰不改信伊斯兰教，他就用刀来杀他。
So after this incident, he said.
那事后呢，在这个这位这个弟兄说。
I'm praising God not because He saved me from death, but because He helped me to not deny Him in the shadow of death.
那这个传道人说，他说我，他说我，我感谢赞美主，不是因为他救我脱离死亡，而是因为他在我当时在死亡的阴影当中，我没有否认他。
In any situations where the gospel is rejected by the majority and by the authority.
那在很多任何一个这个被多数人来否认或者拒绝福音的这种环境当中
，We attempted to be ashamed of the gospel.
我们常常会以福音为耻。
But remember, the gospel is the promise of God's mercy.
但是我们要记得福音乃是神给我们应许当中的怜悯。
It is the power of God from which we rely on to share, to guard, and to suffer for it.
福音呢是神的大能他要让我们能够来依靠他来传扬福音，来持守福音，来甚至为福音受苦。
May the Lord grant you to find mercy from Him on that day.
在我们到了那一天的时候，我愿意神也能够让我们在他里面找到他的怜悯。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we come before you with a heart of repentance, recognizing that we are sinners who have had been ashamed of you in moments in our life.
父神，我们来到神你面前，我们要献上我们的悔改，因为我们知道我们常常在我们的生命当中也否认耶稣是我们的主。
For we attempted to follow the world, follow the majority.
我们常常会被引诱来。在这个世上追随这世界的潮流。
But we praise you and thank you for your mercy.
但是我们赞美你，我们感谢神你自己的怜悯。
And the promise of mercy that is in the gospel.
更是神你在福音当中给我们的宝贵的应许。
Lord, may this understanding of your mercy be the power in our hearts to fight against the majority.
主也让这样的怜悯，这样的让我们在这样的认识到这样的怜悯的时候，也让福音成为我们的力量。
Help us to show forth your glory in the world.
让我们能够有能力、有力量，在这世上见证神的荣耀。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.